We heard from Florida at the start of the program, hit hard by Hurricane Ian, with strong winds and lots of water surging from the sea and raining heavily. While such weather events are not a feature here, low-lying parts of the coastline are vulnerable to rising sea levels at times of storm and long-term because of climate change. To highlight, literally, some of the most vulnerable areas, LED light installations are being turned on today in Galway at the Spanish Arch and tomorrow at the harbour in Wexford. Zoe Roseby is a postdoctoral researcher in sea level change at Trinity College Dublin, and we can speak to her now. Zoe, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Tell us more about these light installations.
Hi there. Yes, good morning. So today we're launching the Lynchna Farraga project. It's going to be visual light installations by artists Timo Aho and Pekka Nitrovirta. So these light installations are comprised of horizontal lines of LED lights that represent future storm surge heights under the influence of rising sea levels. So definitely relevant to what we're seeing in the news today in Florida.
So what will people see in Galway today, and where will they see them?
Okay, yeah, so today in Galway we're launching several light installations down by Spanish Arch. So what they'll see is horizontal lines of lights that are 1.9 metres high above the ground level at Spanish Arch. And what that 1.9 metres represents is a storm surge in the year 2150. We're looking at a storm surge that would be akin to Storm Eleanor, which many people will remember from January 2018, where there was flooding into and around the Spanish Arch area. So we're looking at that kind of storm in the year 2150, where we've had 1 metre of sea level rise.
We've had reports of the kind of storm surges that people can expect into the future and the kind of sea level rises they can expect. Why is a visual representation important?
So I think a couple of reasons. I mean, we get all the data through and people get the numbers, but it's very hard to visualise what those values mean when we're talking about kind of sea level rise in centimetres and metres. So what we're trying to do is work with kind of in local areas on buildings of kind of historic significance that people will be used to seeing, so that people can kind of tangibly connect to what the values mean that we see published by scientists. So people will be able to see that light and really see how sea level rise is going to affect them in their local area, their local properties, their local businesses.
Galway today, Wexford tomorrow, and there are more installations planned too.
Yes, there are. So I should say Wexford will be is later in October, but Galway is today. That's right. So this evening, people can head down towards the Spanish Arch area and meet some of the Lynchna Farraga project team. We'll be down there so we can chat to people about sea level and climate change. And the lights will be on from dusk onwards, and they'll be there over the next few weeks. They'll be turned on when the tide is high. So, yeah, keep an eye out on those. Coming up will be some sites in Wexford. So that's work in progress, and we hope to have those going in October. And then we're finalising plans as well for locations on the East Coast, in Dunleary and Fingal as well. So it'll be exciting to get those projects launched.
And do you think that seeing where water can go will change people's behaviour?
Yes, so I think on the behavioural change side, that's a really kind of important part of this project, and sort of more broadly, this project is funded by the Creative Climate Action Fund, and behavioural change is really kind of the driver behind that funding. So we're looking, in terms of sea level rise, there's kind of two places where behavioural change and understanding of climate change can be important. So one of them is kind of on the climate adaptation side. So we're showing a moderate climate change scenario. So there's definitely efforts that we can all make as individuals, as a society, as a country, to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and lower the line. So the line that we're projecting onto the Spanish Arch this evening isn't kind of the best scenario. So we could avoid the worst case scenario as predicted by scientists. And then on the other side, there's kind of coastal adaptation. So there's going to be sea level rise, and also the impacts of storm surges and coastal erosion are going to be more severe. So also kind of engaging with councils and local authorities about coastal adaptation as well. So we are going to have to sort of adapt in the future to the changes we're going to see.
Zoe Roseby at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for speaking with us this morning.